Boom. Welcome back to the pod, Strictly for the Pod. This is episode 39.
I don't got nothing for 39. But what I do have
is that
some green Levite, because this episode is a special one. We started this journey on this day a good year ago. The title was An Organized Mess, and that's what it was. But if you've been fucking with us from then to now, we appreciate you. We love you. And we hope this shit been cool as it's been cool for us. And with that said, let's go and get this 1 year anniversary shot in. I don't know if you got yours, Tyler.
What did you say you was drinking?
Oh, I do. Hold on. Wait, I forgot. That's why I was like, why everybody got alcohol bottles in the picture?
Glenlivet 12. It is Irish whiskey. It is fire. It is good. This was actually a gift, a wedding gift. Shout out to Vasu. I'm almost out. I've been fucking this shit up here. Like, Lord, it was sitting in the fucking, oh, yeah, that's the, hey, speaking this of wedding shit.
Full. This was full before I got it. It is not full anymore.
Do you have enough for our
what do y'all deserve?
Sir.
Oh, I love.
Sir, don't play with me. I got my decanter.
I got. Well, let's go and get this 1 year shot.
There is something in here. I hope y'all realize there is something in here.
Congratulations, fellas.
Groomsman, best man. Congratulations.
1 year to many more. Salute.
As you can see, some of us just got in.
Yes.
I'm still in Thanksgiving mode.
Everybody's How was everybody's Thanksgiving?
I'm going to let Tyler go first.
Oh, it was cool. I've been up since like 2 o'clock cooking, but we had Thanksgiving like around like 12-ish. It was fine. I did myself this year, so it was pretty cool. We had ribs. Go ahead. Yeah, we had ribs. We had turkey. I had 3 different variations of chicken because you know children, they picky. I fried chicken, baked chicken, grilled chicken.
I feel like the grilled chicken there would have been pretty good. Grilled chicken is very underrated.
It is. And it was on the Mike Tyson because I didn't feel like setting up the big thing. Mm. And that mac and cheese, of course. Daniel made sweet potato mashed potatoes. Mm. We had a crush your collards. We had stuffing, but nobody eats stuffing. It was just there for the appeal of it. And, oh, yeah, some cornbread, some honey cornbread that she did. And, yeah, we had a plethora of Sprite. So I'm drinking Sprite out of a bowl because all of our cups are in the dishwasher. And I don't feel like doing it. So, yeah.
That is powerful niggardry at work, y'all. Powerful. Y'all seen Boondocks, right? That is powerful niggardry at work. Oh yeah. Look, what'd he say? I ain't gonna say it. Not for the pot. Just go watch Boondocks, y'all. I took a nap. Y'all wanna see any kind of stuff? Go watch Boondocks. I didn't get no nap, so I'm a little hurt right now.
I just woke up from my nap.
So I'm pretty I ain't had a nap now. Either, but I didn't. I'm not in no food coma. I didn't really go all out on my plate.
My spread was pretty good. We had a humbling experience. We went to a friend of hers. Shout out to, oh shit, Mario and Cynthia. They actually completely made a meal for us. Haven't known them more than a month. Shout out to y'all, Instagramless, Miss Cynthia and Mr. Mario. It was a pleasure to meet y'all. Very humbling experience just being around them. And shout out to the little man, Ezekiel. They do have a child that is in need, and we appreciate them. It was a very humbling experience. Like I said, it was very cool. First time meeting them, and you would have thought I'd known him 10 years. So got to watch some of the games, got to see the Cowboys play. He was a Cowboys fan. I'm not. So Luke, if you ever chime in, I was rooting against you, nigga. I was. But all good fun. I got to drink with him. He got to taste some of the crown because he never had it. So fun stuff. Fun to see different personalities, and got to talk to him a little bit about the Army and all that good stuff.
Was he in the Army?
Mm-mm. He was amazed at like frag grenades and stuff like that. So it was cool just to see the amazement with some of the things we talked about. We talked about
how did y'all meet?
Through her.
Yeah. Okay.
So
how did she meet them?
Yeah. How did she
through
meet
work?
Them? Through work. Okay. She works with both.
She works with her.
Okay. 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 Cool.
Okay.
So nothing too crazy on the spread. Just something I wanted to add in here, and we can, I guess, get to that in a second. Go ahead and get to thinking about it. What's one thing, this is what my chaplain asked me today, that you're thankful for in Thanksgiving, and that you can't say friends and family? Name one food item. Let's go with that. Y'all one not going to like the
item?
Y'all ain't going to like the item I name. A lot of people that watch this ain't going to like the item I name. Y'all going to be like, ew. That's like tier C on the different tiers. You got A, B, C, D, and that's as low as we go. Anything lower than a D means I'm skipping over it. Chitlins and all that shit, I'm not eating it. You need your ass whooped for serving it to me on Thanksgiving.
That's a fact.
He said not.
Get your ass whooped. Come run this fade. What Kendrick says? You ever ran a fade and then ran three back to back? Or you haven't? Then shut the fuck up and keep it wrapped.
Everything was nice. We had the family, man. What for real? Like that's crazy. Family was cool. Your dad was there. Everybody was there. We had, you know,
I called
dress. That's what he said. Dressing. Mac cheese, potato salad, greens, turkey, ham, rolls, green beans, mashed potatoes, deviled eggs. You know, the whole nine. It was good. It was straight. Fried turkey.
It sucks. I was so frustrated with myself. I did Thanksgiving all wrong this year. I was telling Tatiana earlier. I was like, how did I not go home this Thanksgiving? I was like, I feel so bad. I've been talking about that all day. She's probably sick of hearing about it.
About that, Robbie and them was clowny. I had took them a plate. They was clowny about that. They said, man, you let the wife talk you into staying home.
I won't blame her. That's all my fault. All my fault. I would not put her in blame for that. Because she asked three different times, we're not going home, right? Are you going to see the kids or you not? Because we just went down there. And she's like, we can go down there if you want to. But that's neither here nor there. But it all worked out. I'm thankful for what I got. And I'll see y'all soon. Y'all know what it is. I know you do. So I just try to, it's so hard, man. Just being in the military, I know Tyler knows what I'm talking about. Just trying to see everybody when you're at home. It's exhausting.
I love y'all family dynamic. That's all I'm going to say. It is exhausting. But when you got a family that's trying to, effort to see each other.
Every single time I come down, they be ready to fight me when I don't see them, bro.
I know it's like beating a dead horse at this point. If y'all listen to the podcast, when I tell you my family could care less, my mom just sent me a deal. I'm having Thanksgiving. I said,
my mom be ready to fight.
Then proceed to turn around about your brothers.
Yes, they do that. Mine do that too, though.
And then turn around and be like, oh, your brother said, can he hold some money? He tried to text you. That nigga ain't text me.
Let me open this.
Somebody didn't go through. He got my number. When hit I sent him that cash up, that one dude, his ass hit me with the thank you. But now I didn't go through. Come on now.
He hit you with the Caesar. Let me borrow 50.
Oh, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. People need shit.
No, I'm not trying to get on that horse. But every time I hear you guys talk about y'all family stuff, it touches a very dark part of my heart that's hardened. Probably why I'm always so angry. So yeah,
brother, you got us.
I got all
y'all. Like the second thing. I appreciate y'all.
Like, dang, I was like, dang, I gotta record. But then at the same time, I was like, it might be good. I just need to.
It is good, because think about it. Look, man, this is something that we started, like I said, a year ago. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how it, I can't even remember how. I think I just randomly asked y'all. I was like, y'all want to do a pod? Y'all want to get some shit off y'all chest? And we just, I don't know, man.
Therapeutic therapy.
It was there.
Literally like a week later, we were just like, just do it. We ain't doing shit.
We ain't doing shit else. So we might as well. Shit. The part, we was like, the party chats be funny as hell. We funny as hell. So we got on this bitch, started talking about old shit. And now it's done evolved. Had to had a couple of guests.
Oh.
Got more guests lined up.
Mm-hmm.
We do. Oh, while we on here, Javier, I owe you apologies for my outburst the other day.
This not the place.
Nah,
because I was freaking out.
I'm not gonna get.
Let's not get in the weeds.
Hey, I'm not getting too enough. This ain't gonna go how you think it's gonna go. I'm just gonna say I apologize for the outburst. Like I told David the other day, I apologize for the outburst. Said what I said. I will. You know, you can add me back to one of them group chats. I just won't say nothing.
I text Dave. You know, I text Dave. I say, you the best man. I should not handle this. You will handle this.
I texted him.
And he did. I waited a day. But you know what?
He texted me.
He did. This is why I knew I made the right decision. He did, because I was like, I'm gonna let Tyler live, because I know him very well, more than y'all think I know him. And for him to get that mad, that's the first time I've heard him get mad since fucking what's dude name from that lived in our bay. And
for a minute, when we were sharing the room and that nigga tried to go off, and I was dead ass. He was about like, to kill that.
He was like, bro, I didn't steal your shit. Like, what are you like? And then Tyler, I was like, yo, that's what Tyler sound like, mad. I was like, that's when I text.
It just got mad last time,
and I was like, yeah, you need to leave this shit alone, because if he said that shit, I said, I don't know what he broke, or I don't know if he got up and threw his controller. I said, from now on, you don't text him unless I tell you to, period. And you don't say nothing to him. Matter of fact, don't talk to him. Don't kick it with him. Don't skate with him. You don't even play basketball. Don't play soccer around him. Don't do nothing. I said, like, seriously. Like,
no, that.
Because I told him, I said, you're getting on my nerves. And I was like, you going at me for nonsense. You know what I mean? And I was like, let's just kill the noise, because I want y'all all there, and I just want peace. Because I feel bad if I replace that person with another person, then they're going to be like, oh, favoritism. Yeah. I didn't want you to feel excluded.
Nah.
And I told him, I do business with this man. I'm like, he's going to be here. So, like, you got to let that go.
And then, like, fuck the business. Like, we all been, like, y'all went to... through AIT and shit, and we was cool for a while, but after that, then, you know, separated and find their ways back. Like, shit, we done been through shit.
Mm-hmm. Look, I told Danielle, I seen Piccolo.
Hey, we not fucking with Piccolo. We with Danielle now.
Nah.
She said, you done crashed out before. Niggas keep saying, I said, I'm not trying to be that person. It was weighing heavy on my heart.
I was dying to know what she said. I was like, I'm dying to know what happened.
I thought she was.
What did she say when it happened?
She done changed too.
So, she wasn't here when it happened. Marcus was. And literally after I did, because I threw my controller and I damn near broke my TV because I missed it.
I told you.
And that's when I just cut the whole shit off. And then Marcus came out of the bitch, and Marcus was like, you straight? And I was like, I said, Mark, I even went off on him. I said, leave me the fuck alone. And I just walked off.
I don't want to talk
to
you. And I
said, because Daniel was asleep. Daniel was like, what's going on? So I told her. And she said, look, all I'm going to say, if you go out there, she said, one of them need to be responsible to make you, like, she was like, either one of the Alabama people, or she was like, David. I told him I was like, hey, you go to jail.
Go ahead. Out there in Vegas. Like, I ain't gonna
and then David was like, keep the circle small, we're gonna find the closest.
Because personalities, man. Too many alphas, sigmas, and betas. Go ahead.
I told him we're gonna find the closest dispensary We're gonna go in that bitch and go buy some shit that's gonna relax us.
But no, nah, it's fine. Good. I'm not. That's why. That's why I keep saying now. I need to. It's me. I got some stuff I need to work on. I'll be too angry. That's why I was like, I'm gonna get some boxing or something. I got some shit I need to hush. And it's just. It's fine. We're good. We're good.
I got out of there.
But now it's cool. We're good.
I'm not no tank. I'll wear his shirt and support Tank. Tank, look at me. You different. Because that's crazy. Because I got in there, got hit twice. I was like, yep, no, I'm about to kill him. Because I don't like
this. You gotta like fight, man. That's all it is.
You gotta learn. I was like, God damn, I'm getting hit. I'm dodging it. And I'm like, is my head big? Shit. I'm like, this hurts a lot. Like, I'm gonna be wobbly as hell. Dog. Wobbly as hell. And the dude, like little Mexican kid, like he's like, I'll let you fight in a lower weight class. I got in there with headgear and all. Kid came in there with no headgear. I was like, oh no, this ain't for me. I was like, get me out of here. I'm too pretty for this.
That's hilarious.
Got a cut right below the eye. I was like, oh my God, I got to go to work like this.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens.
Look at you know,
Tank,
with some
but scars, Tank light skin. Tank got lit. Done got lit up. He got that was the worst damage I think, in my opinion. Not to get off topic, that was the worst damage that he's took in a while. Frank Martin put damage on Tank because he had bad cuts under his eye when he got out of there. He what he say? He was like, Ryan, talk about rematch. I'll beat his ass again. You know he about to go fight in Japan. Ryan is. He finna fight somebody. I did not realize. I was today years old when I realized that Nate Robinson fought Jake Paul as his first fight and got the shit beat out of him. Because I had posted it on my Facebook and I was like, damn, the Knicks already 0-1 and the season ain't even started yet. That shit was
thus funny.
My gripe with Jake Paul, I just feel like he need to go ahead and just fight actual like boxers.
Yeah. Active. You want to see him fight somebody active.
Yeah.
We
I
want
to. No, he can start. That's all. He can start a small fight. Fight Ryan Garcia. He's social media. You start with him. You can't beat him. You can't beat nobody.
Let's not ask. Hold on. Ryan, I have not left your side.
But no, I know Ryan. I know Ryan. I'm not saying he weak.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not sweet. Let's not act like Devin Haney a pushover. He made Devin Haney look normal. David will tell you, never been sold on Devin Haney.
That's not, so, like, what it is, Devin, when he first started, I think Devin injured himself somewhere around fight 11 or 12. And since that injury, he lost all his power. Because when he was, the first 10 fights, he was him. For sure. He was him. But I think he got injured. Shakur,
that's the one person everybody's like, that's the one that's gonna get him. That's the one that's gonna get Tank, and I don't see it.
Yeah, who?
They saying he'll be the guy.
Shakur don't have the power
because he knows how to get in there and hit you and get away.
He don't have.
Somebody said, yeah, it's all fun and games to round 8 come, and that's when Tank comes.
Tank takes rounds 1 through 6 to figure out all your tendencies. And once he figures out your tendencies, it's over with. It's done. Finito. El fin.
I didn't want to believe
and
David.
And Shakur does not have the strength. He has the endurance.
What about Loma? I was watching that kid. He's pretty good.
Loma is a dangerous guy. Loma, I don't think Loma's quick enough, but he can catch Tank. I'm telling you, Tank's hardest bout, I want to see him fight him again because Tank wasn't 100% healthy when he fought Pitbull Cruz. That nigga don't stop coming at you. Those types of dudes are dangerous, but I don't think when Tank fought Pitbull Cruz, he wasn't 100% either. His hand was fucked up. So I'd like to see Tank fight Pitbull again on 100%. But I don't know if that'll ever happen again because Pitbull got destroyed in his last fight and Tank don't take bullshit fights. You got to have some You gotta have some motion behind you for Tank to decide to fight you. Which he already fight December, ain't he?
Roach.
Yeah. Yeah. So
but it's up for grabs to be, I think, canceled. But moving on.
Yeah. Like I said. All right. So I'm
gonna let you go ahead.
No, you good. Go ahead. What you about to say?
So what I was gonna say was I'm gonna start first with my holiday food.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let's start.
The one thing that is a tier A for me that I guarantee you is at least a tier C for y'all. My favorite meal at Thanksgiving is not macaroni and cheese, as much as I love it. It's cranberry sauce. I know y'all like, ugh.
Get the hell on.
I knew Tyler was gonna be like that. But cranberry sauce isn't good.
That's like the shit that goes on your dressing.
I love it,
bro. It's
so good. Dude, I would literally drink it. It's so good.
Drink it? Man, you crazy, bro. But y'all, that's different. I don't eat it, though. I've tried it, but I haven't. I need to try it with dressing.
I hate stuffing. Hate stuffing.
All right, so hold on. All right, so there's stuffing and there's dressing.
Don't like it.
The same thing.
Y'all like either. They're not the same thing, so I don't like either.
Put it like this. I'd rather have turkey, and I hate turkey. Turkey has to
be. I like dressing.
If you have a gravy with the turkey, I'll eat it.
Go ahead. Now, what if you just know how to cook the turkey? Because our turkey, we don't be having no dressing. I just know how to moisturize that. It's just be falling off the bone.
That motherfucker over there injecting the shit out of that turkey.
We fry ours now. Ever since we tried frying it 1 year, the whole family hasn't gone back. So it's all been just fried now.
Mm. Got you.
Yeah. I gotta see that though. Oh. I feel like that would be good.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's a whole process. You got the little thing.
Put it like this. Do you go to it twice?
Yeah, we got a whole ass thing. What's that?
Go to it twice? Okay, that's all.
A lot of people eat that. Like, it's Cajun seasoning. So, like, the skin. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people like just the crispy skin of the damn. But the inside be moist as shit, too. But that skin, boy, shit.
I feel like the collard greens is the one thing that I like the most out of the family that y'all make when I come over there.
I'll be punishing, man. World's famous greens, baby. I'll be killing it, bro.
Put it like this. You don't even eat hot sauce, Tyler.
You don't need no cha-cha, no sweet and heat, man. I done perfected it.
Now, mind you, you want to put it on there? It's decent. Go ahead and put it on there. Sure. Go crazy. But for sure. Anything else, you don't need that shit.
Mm-mm. I done perfected it, man. It's a process.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Start that shit about 7 o'clock the night before. They cook all night.
I remember because we was on a game, and you was like, hey, I need to go do something with these greens.
Yeah, man.
This year was my first year making greens. They turned out pretty well. I was like, all right. There you go. Danielle started it, then she fell asleep, so I had to finish it. And I was like, oh, that's hard.
What is the green method? I've never made greens, so enlighten me, because I would like to.
So I don't know, David, the green master. Hold on, yeah, you.
So
don't give your recipe if you don't want to, David. It's a safe area.
Yeah, you ain't gotta give your recipe.
I just tell you, press. So you get the you start with the ham hocks though. You boil them for a little bit and onion powder, garlic powder, and then let them boil for a little bit, and then like you'll put the greens in about 3/4 of water, put in the ham hock seasons, and then take the broth from the ham hocks and pour them in to the greens. Let them joints cook, add in some other stuff that I won't tell you what all I added to, but you'll add that stuff, whatever you add to your greens, and you let it cook down. Let them cook on the stove for a couple of hours before you move them over to the slow cooker and let them cook all night. I usually cook it on high in the slow cooker from till I wake up in the morning, and I'll put it on low until we go over to the folks' house. So they've been basically cooking from 7 that night to about 4 o'clock in the afternoon the next day. By then, like, honestly, about 12 o'clock that evening, like, the ham hocks done fell off the damn bone. So you got to remove the bones and shit and then, like, separate the ham hocks. So it's, like, shredded meat throughout the damn greens. But They be so when they come out, yeah, you got Sweet and Heat, and then you got your little vinegar base because you can't forget that as your vinegar because greens they like got a that stout taste, so you gotta add vinegar to it to keep it from having that greeny ass taste. But they be fire, man. The Patels, man, they be asking for a whole big ass bowl. I sent them some this evening before we came home. They fire, man. I love collard greens. Gonna be making them again for New Year's. That's when the money gonna come in.
I'm about to lay Daniel make hers too. She yep. used her mama's recipe from Aiken, South Carolina. So
see, some of them are South Carolina. Hey. Oh, damn, people are from South Carolina too.
I didn't know that.
That's what's up.
So I was about to know. So they are biological people from out here in DC and stuff.
What you in these South Carolinians?
Boy, he's from South Carolina.
He's from South Carolina.
Well, I'm not. He was born
in South Carolina, but he grew up in Florida.
I was born in Orangeburg. I lived in Orangeburg till I was like 7, and then I moved to South Carolina. I'm not South Carolina. I moved to Florida.
I treat him like he's a Florida. That's probably what it is.
Yeah. Miss Griffin from Aiken and all her people, like Danielle aunt who be calling stuff, all still live out South Carolina. So
that's what's up.
I got ties in South Carolina. That's what I said. Don't act like you can't get got. I'm just fine. Let me stop. So
hey, let that be warnings to me. I'll be right back.
Thanksgiving food.
You don't have a favorite?
Not really. I do fuck with the macaroni and cheese, but
other than that, I mean, I can eat macaroni and cheese any day. But I don't know. I think it's just I just like the spread. I like making stuff and just putting it out and be like, bam. Like this year, Jason, he didn't help make the turkey. But he came out and saw the turkey was finished and stuff. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely getting turkey. I said, but you don't even eat turkey. What are you talking about?
Hey,
like, he tore it up. You had the turkey leg. I like that.
Today was the best day I've ever. Did you cut it? You cut it or somebody else did?
No, I cut it. I cut it up. I said, it was already falling apart. So when I was doing it, it was just like, yep, there you go, there you go. Yeah.
I always want that turkey to be just sitting. I wanted to sit in a grease. I mean, it didn't need to be just swimming in it. Oh my god, it just sounds so good just thinking about it. Let the shit just swim in the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We talking about turkey juice, David.
Turkey is so
just
good.
Sit, just let it sit in it. But again, you cannot have turkey at my dinner table and I wouldn't judge you. But I feel like that's like a pastime for like the pilgrims. I'm gonna say it, the pilgrims. So it's like something I feel like just has to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all know that in the NBA that one day they always get off is Thanksgiving? Did you know that?
Why not? Christmas too.
But they don't give Christmas because
I
never understood that.
That's crazy.
I think it's because the NFL does so many games, they don't want to compete. I think they have an agreement actually. Hey, by the way, y'all saw my dog. Y'all saw my
no,
dog.
Not he really. Because
y'all saw him, right? He was hooping. It ain't his fault them niggas lost.
Brian has been hooping.
No. Caleb has been hooping.
Caleb Williams.
I ain't worried about the Lakers. We talking about Caleb Williams. We talking about fingernails.
I mean, I guess.
I'm going to root for my alumni. But
yeah,
he hooped. He had like 285 passing, I think.
The Lions have been exposed.
That offensive coordinator. That offensive coordinator done flipped them up.
Mm-hmm. You can throw on them. You can throw. You can.
No, the only loss the Lions took was to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Didn't y'all beat the who'd y'all play last week? Y'all beat them like 30-6.
BTA.
Oh, the Giants.
Everybody whooping the Giants' ass.
Whoop. Whoa.
The Cowboys barely beat them.
Cowboys struggle win.
Hey, I ain't got nothing. Hey, look. I just know the Bucks whooped that ass and the Eagles whooped that ass.
Whoa. We got the biggest margin of victory against the Cowboys. We beat them by 37.
Them boys stinky.
They was like, how many points we scoring on New Orleans? Sir, you didn't see a touch. You didn't get in the end zone against us. But we did.
I'm just glad Marcus Lattimore out of the NFC South.
Relax, relax. Moving on. What's on? What? We freestyling today?
No.
Go ahead.
What did I say? We have one topic again that we're here for. Did you watch the episode, by the way?
I haven't seen the Patreon one because I don't have your account information. Okay, so we share shit. But I do think that there is some hating ass shit going on in the rap.
We'll get into it. I'm finna
You got a clip?
Play the clip. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Play the clip.
He's a selfish, lying, manipulative sack of shit who has made enemies for 15 years, and now we're here at the fucking boiling point.
They both could be true.
You've been behind the scenes, yep, being the biggest sack of shit you can possibly be. I'm not here to fucking play games with you niggas. Niggas know what it is out there. That's it. And he's fucking white. And he's Jewish. And he had too much dip on his chip. You have been behind the scenes hitting niggas' baby moms, sending money to niggas' baby. Yo, dog, you've been back and sending messages to this nigga's wife. Talking shit about fucking, hey, but this nigga's mom died. Hey, all that's cool, but where my beat at, nigga? I don't give a fuck that your mom died. Dog, this nigga's been a sack of shit behind the scenes. And because he got fans and had Lucian, everybody just get to turn a blind eye. The blind eye days are done.
That was Joe Budden from the Joe Budden podcast on his recent episode where they have been discussing Kendrick and Drake. And in that segment there, he was referring to Drake. Tyler texts me at the crack of dawn asking me about my thoughts on this clip and my thoughts on the whole situation in general. And you know, it's funny. I after hearing the whole episode and everything, like when this beef first started, I said from the jump that this shit was deeper than the beef in itself. And if you've heard the rest of that
episode, proof is in the episode.
And if you heard the rest of that episode of the Joe Budden podcast, like they later go on to explain that with the whole lawsuit that Drake has done now against Universal and shit. But back on this clip, first off, let me be clear. I don't know Drake personally. I wouldn't throw a punch for this nigga this nigga don't pay my bills or anything like that. I've met this nigga once in my lifetime. I paid $700 for it. It was a So Far Gone tour for backstage passes. And it was on some meet and greet shit. And Drake has he's made music that's gotten me through some shit, and then there's songs that are like, there's certain songs I can pick out that's like been soundtracks to certain moments of my life. But that's it. My personal thoughts on this nigga that he probably don't give a shit about. I think Drake's the type of guy that before Degrassi, he grew up corny. He was that corny Jewish kid that became popular after landing a role on a teen show. After that teen show, you know, he wanted to rap, and then he found success in rapping. And within that, he got vetted by one of the GOATs at the time in Lil Wayne, and his stardom took off. And when that stardom took off, it's like, I don't know if y'all niggas are familiar with the Portrait of Dorian Gray. It's a novel about this handsome, wealthy guy who's like a piece of shit to people. And like the more he's a piece of shit, there's this painting of him that he has of himself that keeps getting uglier and uglier throughout the whole book. And then eventually at the end, I think if I remember correctly, I think Dorian, his actual features become what the damn ugly portrait was. And that basically is Drake, bro. I think the success, the money, the fame, he was experiencing that in real time, and he did shit that he couldn't do when he was that corny guy on Degrassi. He was hitting niggas. I mean, we've all heard the shit that Joe just said. I mean, it's not a secret. Drake hits up niggas, baby. Niggas he don't like or fuck with, he did grimy shit. Hitting they women up, fucking they women, fucking they baby mamas, et cetera, et cetera. And, I mean, at this point, you're going to build enemies. Joe is one of them. They've shared. I mean, that shit with as far as the fucking the baby mamas, we've discussed this before. Like, that circle is so small, they've all had these same women. Like, these rappers and ball players, they've all fucked the same women. So I don't even know why them niggas get so upset over shit like that, because y'all share the same hoes. Everybody done had Buffy. Everybody done had all the damn video vixens that these niggas wiped up. Like, everybody done had these women, so I don't understand why you get mad at that. And Joe shit, while he's speaking truth, some of it is a little bit of hate, because Joe... Drake is what Joe, let me be clear, Joe is a great rapper. Joe is fire at raps. But Joe's career didn't take off because he was too busy fighting the machine and trying to make a way for betterment of rappers. So he never got to elevate his career to where Drake is, because Drake played the game. And so there's a little animosity with that shit, because Joe wanted the career that Drake has, and Drake's done belittled Joe plenty of times here recently with this beef in a long ass message post about that, saying that shit. So of course, now that Drake's done got the shit knocked out of him, had his spot taken from Kendrick, of course Joe's gonna be petty. I wouldn't expect nothing from Joe to laugh at Drake, because Drake has publicly embarrassed Joe plenty of times. Them niggas don't like each other. But I'm not going to sit here and dick ride Drake. Drake has done some foul shit and made enemies for it. It is what it is. But I don't... It is what it is. Like, I've said before that the beef is more than just Kendrick. I think Kendrick was a pawn used to... Because I've said in our Drake's Warzone episode, Drake, what it was, there was three deals. There was the first UMG deal, he recouped, made the money. Then it was the Apple deal, recouped, made the money. Then it was this UMG, the $600 million deal. He recouped, made the money, and he was getting ready to be independent and start his own music. Same shit Universal is with Larry Johnson with Gamma. And he was going to have all his masters, and he was buying up other people's masters. That is a threat to what the music industry is. They don't want another Taylor Swift situation. So they killed this nigga. They found the person that could not stand him to take his mantle, and they let Kendrick say crazy shit. And it y'all see what it did. This nigga Drake, his run, I think, I full-heartedly believe, I mean, it's done. They are getting ready to anoint Kendrick. Kendrick's going to win every fucking Grammy next year, or all this shit. It's going to be bad. The next 2 years are going to be bad, and it just is what it is. Like, the run is over. You had a good run. The nigga held rap down for 15 fucking years, bro. But it got to the point where you got too big. You got too much dip on your chip, and them niggas learned you real quick. Like, the music, the powers that be in that industry, they will build you up to be the biggest, but it's only so much. You are only as big as they allow you to be. That machine don't play. Lucian and them do not play. The moment you feel like you, him, and finna do some new Taylor Swift shit, they're gonna cut your legs and they're gonna put somebody else there. And that's what they did. And that is my last 2 cents on it. And that's all it is, man. That's all it is.
J. Cole is about to drop a rap album.
Jermaine Cole, I'm looking forward to that.
At this point, I just want peace. Because I went back. Nah, I'm going to tell you, that shit is dead. But I go back and look, and I listen to, I know we all do, we dissect shit, but I know that we really get into the weeds of things. Like, just jokingly, I mean, some of Kendrick's lines and some of his songs recently, the boom bop, beat and bop, I had to really go and do my research to truly understand certain lyrics so I can appreciate an MC. But it was very interesting. This is Barbershop Talk. Shout out to my nigga Antonio, by the way, when you see this. Something he said best. He said Kendrick's album was mid and he loves Kendrick. This is coming from a Kendrick fan. He was like, there was 3 songs max on there that he'll play again. He was like that. He's like, this album showed me how much we actually need Drake. He's like, and I hate to admit shit like that. This is coming from a person that don't care for him. He said, some people are good at one thing and some people are good at a multitude. That is why Drake ran the rap industry for as long as he did, because of his versatility. Another person I think that is versatile that people sleep on, Kodak Black. I feel like he can rap on any flow. He can rap on any beat. He can do any kind of situation. I feel like anybody that can understand pain, if that makes sense, happiness, family, trauma, alcohol, hoes, like shit that men want to hear, because the industry doesn't just dive into what we care about. You have to be able to appear to all audiences of all ages. And not everybody is palatable as Drake was, because he's almost desensitized to being white. And I don't want to go into a white, black, Asian, Hispanic, whatever the case, race era that we're in. So please understand that on this podcast, we accept obviously any kind of race forms that produce any kind of music. But what I'm trying to say with that is, since Taylor Swift came about, like you said, he is the closest thing to versatile amongst all genres that we will ever see. And people really underestimate that. If you really go back and listen to a certain album, which I'm going to name, which was Honestly Nevermind, he did something very similar to what Lil Wayne did, but perfected it. When Lil Wayne dropped that rock album, everybody was up in arms. Oh, Wayne, we don't want to hear this shit. Who the fuck you made this for? Drake, we don't want to hear this shit. This shit sound like Views. Niggas still go back and listen to Views religiously to this day. Drake's worst selling album was For All the Dogs, and it sold 405 pure sales. Kendrick, with no promo, credit to Kendrick, this is not me knocking you, Kendrick, is going on pace for 391. And the only reason it picked up steam was from the lawsuit. DJ Academics was just tweeting about this. He was like, I probably should have never tweeted about the lawsuit, because now that I did, it bumped up. He's a biased Drake fan. It bumped up the numbers. He said Kendrick is on pace to probably get close to 400K. He's like, it probably won't do 400K, but he'll get close.
He didn't like the album?
No, DJ Academics said the album.
Barber. He didn't like GNX?
The only thing he liked on there was TV Off, Gloria, and Reincarnated.
I think...
He said he thinks that whoever his producer team is, it's a bunch of mashed up BS. He's like, I don't want to hear Kendrick singing, man.
Wow.
He's like, I don't want to hear Kendrick singing, man. He's like, this I want to hear Kendrick get active. He's like, but a lot of niggas that don't really like rap music, and it's not tone, before we even go to and all that, don't fuck my hairline up. But before even getting into all that, I'm not saying that Tone don't understand rap music in general, but certain mm-hmm. people like a certain thing from a certain person, if that makes sense. Like yeah. what they be saying, I don't like Drake when he act tough. I like Drake with the melodies. Like, I mean, that's the reality of the thing. Certain niggas just want to hear the niggas sing, and certain niggas don't want to hear him rap because they see him for what he is at face value.
I'm going to tell you something. What was I about to say? This album was a victory lap for LA.
Yeah, and I said that from the first play.
This was a victory lap after the beef. This is all, like, the whole sound of it is LA. But this is on a deeper level. This is a deeper level of what this whole situation is. So, like, Drake, for the 15 years that he held it down, you know, the purest of hip-hop and rap, you know, never fucked with Drake. So when they had somebody that they loved and touted, like Kendrick, that just completely cut this man's head off, like, there was some good that came out of that. Because, like, rap in the past five, six years has been as far as, like, the bullshit, like, with drill and just the predatory nature of the whole music industry, all that's done came to a end, and now conscious rap is they're rebuilding what the image of what hip-hop is. You got people like Cordae, Killer Mike, Lupe, and Freddie Gibbs, and Griselda, Tyler, and Kendrick. They've all released albums this year because now when you, like, shit with the predatory nature of the industry, like, as far as streaming and how they've changed of how much they pay these artists, like, basically the music industry has swallowed itself up with how they do streaming and paying, and then, like, what they were promoting as far as the death and shit with drill rappers. Dirk and Von are gone. The heads of drill rap are gone. So now conscious rap,
let's not leave
it's out like YB. The it's like
honorable
the,
mention YB.
Yeah, YB got arrested, like, all he the niggas that out, was pushed, everybody but drill rap's dead, it's gone. That whole movement, that's not gonna be a thing anymore. So, like, the phoenix that came out of the ashes is like conscious rap now. So it's funny that the music industry that promoted this shit, and because they always push conscious rap in the back, like, nobody wanted to hear, like, they made it promoted like nobody wants to hear that shit. They want the kill shit, or they want Drake. Now all that shit's been slaughtered, and now you got conscious rap being the phoenix and trying to rebuild the image. So it's some good to that. So what I want for Drake, go take time. Like I said, Kendrick's finna go on a run. This nigga finna, he can already do the Grammys, the Super Bowl, probably release another album in that time span, and then he's going on tour. So, like, the next 2 years, bro, don't even post. Don't do nothing. Just go away. Go take your time, be with the kid, vacation. Like, show, just go missing. Just don't even be on it. Don't do your internet games. Let people miss you, bro. Let people miss you. Get right. Because I would love to hear, will we hear his thoughts on this whole situation on the album? If him being vulnerable, probably not. Because I know this shit eating this motherfucker up. Like, he looks fucked up.
He looks fucked up.
This is the first time he's ever had to deal with some shit like this ever in his career. So it's like we're seeing it in firsthand. Like, niggas is clowning him doing a whole lawsuit, which actually will end up benefiting fucking artists, because now Universal has to show where they're putting their money and all this shit to, as far as, like, how they handle you as an artist. So, like,
is it real?
While it's funny and jokes and shit, like, the lawsuit is actually going to benefit rappers or artists in general. But it's like Joe said later on in that damn episode, like, but he's doing it for selfish reasons. It would have been cool if we knew it was for the betterment of music industry, but we know it's not, you, because you just trying to get these burned. Yeah, you've been burnt, and you just trying to get this pedophile shit and all that shit to the side. But
which I mean, I don't want to side on Drake's side If a nigga is calling me out my name and the truth is the truth, I'm going to fight for my will to have a free life, because I'm sure nobody's walking around looking at him crazy. But the common man that don't listen to him religiously, there are certain people in my circle that have cut him off completely because of the pedophile stuff. So I'm not going to act like defamation ain't a real thing. Like, you should want to fight. You should want to run a fade. If he saw that nigga Kendrick, yeah. Kendrick should want to run the fade just as bad.
My thing is, Drake, and I know you ain't going to hear this shit, quit making music for the 23-year-olds. Get away from the niggas of like Yachty. Go be 39, nigga. Go make music for us that... Because, like, I ain't going to hold you. Like, I like old Drake. I like From Views Down.
Back.
I mean, I like certain songs out of all his albums that he's released since Views. I only pick one or two songs off each album. I don't like the whole project. There's some songs of, like, I remember From Views Down, I can recite every song. I can recite it. But since then, it's been one or two songs that, like, I can't even recite a full Drake song, because I like the music that he used to make that, like I said, that would have the soundtracks for my life.
Thanks, Scorpio.
That music ain't for me no more. That music ain't for me. It's for 20 something year olds, bro. It's for these college kids who I can't fucking stand. Like, who I get away from. Scorpion's cool.
I like Side A, Side B. Cool. I like what he did with that, because that used to be a thing back when the Yin Yang Twins was a thing.
Scorpion was cool.
That's where they got that from. Lil Jon, I feel like had a hand. Chief Keef started it. Had a hand in drill rap, but let's not get off topic. Go ahead.
But I just like the vibe of Views, the dark, the just how he was from Views. Nothing Was the Same. Take Care, like that Drake.
What's that?
So one, Far Gone.
What's that one with him in the hoodie?
Dark Demolition. That there's certain shit. Like that I said, there's shit. One. There's three or four songs off of there, but the whole project, I like Tom Fly.
He ain't like D4. Like he ain't like D4L being on that album with Drake. I thought that was cold. I thought that was kind of cool. Paying homage.
I like Tom Fly's, the Chicago Freestyle, and the what was the other one that came off right off of that? Like, there's three or four songs. That's what I'm saying.
You like Deep Pockets too.
Yeah, Deep Pockets and the Chicago. Like I said, it's three or four songs off of the whole like project. That and that's how it's been for me with Drake. Like All For the Dolls. I like the first one. I like Pluto Do and Members On. Three or four songs, not the whole project. Like Take Care, the whole fucking project. The whole project. I have not been like that on a Drake album since Views. It's just been one or two, three, four songs now. Because I mean, and that's. Like I said, he just needs to go away, and that's about it. Just take time. Come back when you done.
Be a dad. It's not saying that you shit down. Not saying that you not one Drake. Go be a dad, man. Catch up on all that time. Not saying
but
that you
ain't
were
no,
doing what you were doing before, but catch up on that time, man. And
but it ain't gonna be no great. Dick riding, man. It ain't nothing. Like I said, that nigga don't pay my bills. He don't stop no motion this way. He done it. I will tell he I, like the shit I done heard what he done. I mean, them niggas, industry niggas know it's some fuck shit. Everybody ain't gonna sit here and say the same thing and be this pissed off for no reason. But it is what it is. And yeah, that's my last two cents. I ain't even arguing. Like, I'm at the point now, like with how I was when police brutality and shit was going on. Like, I turned that shit off. I done turned that shit off. I'm not arguing about it with niggas no more. Decent. Like, I ain't even. I'm done. Like, this was. I told Ty, I said, this was going to be my last two cents on it. And I ain't even going back and forth on none of it no more. Because it's crazy. But.
Do you think Kendrick is ready for this limelight? I don't think he is.
He got to be. They done anointed him, man. He got to be.
I can see him in some of his videos already looking pissed off like, damn, I don't feel like doing this set.
He got to be. He is the new king of the mountain. He is the new. This is who the music industry anointed.
This is what he wanted.
So it's his time to go with it.
The only person that can replace him, and he's already bowed out, was Cole. I wanted it to be Cole after Drake, but I don't think
it's Kendrick now. He is the guy. You will see at the Grammys, he gonna get about six of them, seven. He gonna have a shit ton.
Anything that he's nominated for, he is winning.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's, I'm gonna say he'll get around. The over under sits at 5.5. I'm gonna say he'll get 7. I'll give him 7.
He's the new number one.
I also hope that my dog, I don't know if he submitted his album for newest rapper. I hope he wins 44 bats. 24 bats or whatever he is, whatever his name is. I like that one. I wanted to go see him in concert, but it's neither here nor there. Anyway. Y'all heard it here first.
Y'all heard it here first and last.
On a 1 year. Make sure y'all spam. Make sure y'all spam.
I'm so like, that's how I, like, I'm so talking about, done talking about Drake. Yeah, but it's crazy. Like, I know when I post
what a run,
because when I post to YouTube and I post the tags, and if I put this thing in, the fucking views go go. But I hate doing that. I don't.
What's
want
that called? What's that called? Shit go up.
Playlist package. Even that shit did. Like the people who go get his help on them shits ain't shooting the number one now.
He posted a dude rapping, bullshitting around, and I was just watching his little follower count, and I was just updating it, and I was like, 100. And he went from like 32K to like 150K in a day. I was like, that's nuts. That Drake stimulus is going crazy. But again, we will see. Let's see how bad the industry needs him. Let's see if he was just a figment.
We'll see.
It's hard to be a figment with a 15-year run. That's just my two cents, but I do think.
But you gotta realize, that's they're doing though.
But something I also noticed too is I don't like that other people around him are being discredited. OVO 40 made these beats. Like, I think that his inner circle didn't get enough credit. Just my two cents. But again, we off that. We're not on the high horse. I'm gonna let Kendrick. I did enjoy the GNX album. My personal rating of it, because I wasn't in deep with the weeds of things. Like, I didn't know about Reincarnated being a homage to Pac and all that until I went and found the actual video and watched it. Like, I'll do my research and watch Tupac's video from start to finish. Sounds just like it. But that was not my favorite song on the album. I'm not going to lie. My favorite song on the album, Dodger Blue. That is my favorite song on the album that I can't not have. Second is TV Off, and third is Luther. Three underrated songs that a lot of people don't really like to hear. Squabble Up, they hated the video to it. I'm seeing the reactions from the group. They're like, this is not no shit I'm playing in my car. So I was very interested to dissect the dynamic, which is Kendrick. I think
so.
Promotes himself, it's not for everybody. He is appealing to a certain culture. He is not changing who he is. He is going in. He already said, what do you say? White tees. And he's like, and Nikes, none of this designer shit anymore when I dress. Ever since then, I will give him credit. He sticks to his code. I have not seen him in designer, nothing. I haven't. So I don't know how real that is, but he said it on Control. I'm not doing no more designer shit, only white tees and Nikes and Corvettes.
Like, but he definitely lied about that, because I've seen him at fashion shows and all kind of shit.
I feel like,
but that's neither here nor there. Yeah. But this album was very West Coast. Some shit you was either gonna like it or not, because it was most of this shit was just for the West Coast, man. The album was dope. I give it 3.5 mics out of 5. It was fire. And apparently this wasn't even the actual album, because that snippet that was released on for the thing, yeah. That wasn't even on the album.
I like that song. I like a melodic him when it, I don't know.
I like it in Gloria. Like when he does it like in Gloria. That's where I like melodic Kendrick, when he does it like that. I like that for Gloria. I liked it for what's the song on Damn? The Love and Lust. Oh, how that shit
go? Love and Lust.
Boom. Yes, that song.
Damn.
Boom. I like that melodic Love Kendrick. And if it's not that style Kendrick, then it needs to be like Whack Murals.
Hey, Tyler. You know, another one I like. What he said, he was like, he's like my grandma. He's like something. He's like, what the fuck did he say? Damn, I should have picked one of them songs. He was like, I done got stuff in front of my grandmama house. So something. Yeah,
that's Element. He said, Element. Bitch on my grandma's dead.
So ain't nobody, he said, so ain't nobody coming for me. I'm on your
head. I'm on your head.
Hey. What'd he say? If I got
his stuff pussy down in front of his mom.
He said, I'm going to make it look sexy.
He going to make it look sexy. Essentially, it was subtle foretelling. You know, it's.
What you think of go ahead.
The album itself. I was about to say the album itself, because I had to listen to it when I went to the gym. That's how I knew if it hit or not. And I got like a couple songs on there that I listen to like religiously now. I like the songs that he featured the up and coming West Coast artists. Like my favorite song on the whole album is Peekaboo. Because whatever that motherfucker featured.
I thought you were gonna say Hey Now.
You know what's crazy?
I like that one too. I like that dude on that one too. But that,
you know what's crazy? Those two dudes are beefing.
That motherfucker hit. Oh, go ahead.
You good? I'm sorry. But
Power of Kendrick. He brought in two rival beef. But it was crazy because that motherfucker that was on Peekaboo, when he said, "I FaceTime my op," told him I'm up. I said, "Oh yeah, we here. We here with it."
I like
add. Yeah, even Joe Budden said it on the podcast on the second half. When he said, I heard about your man, I'm not sorry for his loss. It was like,
you're not sorry for his loss. That shit was crazy.
Kendrick opened up the door for them niggas to talk. They talk crazy, talk spicy, which is cool. But, yeah, I agree. This ain't the actual album. I feel like it's like a little mixtape. And then he's going to come back around. And like, it's going to be around with Cole. Think he's safe to come out. He's gonna drop the fall off, and Kendrick gonna be like, "Psych, bitch!" And then here it is. If you haven't noticed on streaming services, J. Cole whole mixtape discography on there now. The warm up, come up, all that on there.
I've been backdoor adding them. Pause.
Not backdoor.
Because when he dropped GNX, when he had dropped Cole, was like, "I just dropped." Da, da, da. He was like, "Not now." Somebody was like, "Not now, buddy." Kendrick's playing. He's like, "How about you wait your turn?" That shit.
A lot of fish to the West Coast in there, like the Isley way. At the end, the one else of like Black Jesus, or he had the album called Black Moses. I forgot his name, but it's one of them old West Coast musicians. Even to like the different gangs, and they're doing their little dance and all that. That was just all homage to the West Coast whole video. The Empty Room, that was the Roots. The Roots had like a music video like that and an empty room like that. It was a lot of just Black culture shit. That's the shit with Kendrick. Kendrick is just like, I'm not pushing no, this is what it is. You ain't Black, you ain't gonna feel it. And that's his thing. I feel like he's ready for the spotlight, but he don't want it himself. He's gonna use his platform to put other niggas on. That's his whole thing. Even like in The Heart, Part 6, he was like, he didn't have to make it. If J-Rock made it, essentially everybody made it. Everybody made it. Schoolboy Q couldn't even rap. They had to teach him how to rap so he can make it. It was literally like, if one of us make it and continue, I don't care. So I think his reign, his presidency, he's not going to be all like, this is in the third. He's going to be bringing in people. It's going to be more new West Coast people coming in every day because of Kendrick. And that's his whole thing, probably to get the West Coast back on top. Because honestly, when Tupac was around, the West Coast was like on top. You had Tupac, Dr. Dre, and the NWA and all them, the West Coast literally could not be stopped. So I feel like that's his angle with his platform.
Didn't he say that on
whenever J. Cole come back out?
Is that what that off of?
Yeah, he did. He was like, but that's been his whole thing. Like even
like all of his features now is literally, if it's not in his camp, there's a West Coast nigga. even the beats on the album to see what your barber said. I didn't know that nigga Taylor Swift's producer produced half the album.
They control him. Yeah, I mean, look, Drake said it.
Taylor Swift's producer made the beat for Squabble Up and Hey Now and all that. I said a white nigga made the Squabble Up beat
them are some of my favorite beats. That's what's crazy. I wonder who made TV off. Mustard.
That was the only beat
Must Have
Made on
that. At this point, if you don't know who made that beat, you just ain't paying attention.
But no, yeah, I feel like David. At this point, it is like it's kind of like beating a dead horse. It's kind of like we seen Drake get beat up in real life 4K, and we like fight back, nigga, fight back, and it's like he can't, and it's like you got your ass beat today. It's like you got served when a nigga said I seen y'all with many of ass, and today you just got your ass beat. The fight come before the fall. Drake was feeling himself, and then here we are. We witnessing Rome falling today. But like David said, them niggas don't pay my bills. I could care less. I get hype, you know. Like I said, it's a lot of quotables in the Kendrick album that make you get hype about yourself. Like hell yeah, but other than that, I love it. It's for the culture. He doing what he do. He getting a lot of cool reviews. I just feel like this lawsuit shit gonna strike a very petty chord in Kendrick Hart, and I told David that he was gonna perform at the Super Bowl, and he's gonna have the whole world, all
see millions and billions of people
singing A minor, and that's gonna piss Drake off even more. And I feel like if that happened,
well, you better
watch Drake crash out.
Well, see, that's why you gotta hope that Drake doesn't get paid for it, because I think what Drake's aiming for, if they're not gonna pay him out, which is they saying that number is hefty, what he's asking for. What he's going to say is, I want half of whatever you make from Not Like Us. So if he goes and performs it, cool. Drake's like, I'm getting paid for that.
I think
the lawsuit
was for Kendrick on his own masters already.
He's still going to have to pay Drake if he loses, because that's under that label.
The lawsuit ain't for Kendrick. It's to UMG.
Universal. They're going to counter. Universal. You don't think they're going to counter sue Kendrick?
I think
they already said they would.
I think this main thing is for to shine like he filed this lawsuit for a couple of reasons, which we've already stated, but I think as far as like when it comes to the Super Bowl is just all the drama behind it, because the Super Bowl, since Janet Jackson titty coming out, they want the cleanest.
Moment of silence for that.
They have been Super Bowl family friendly since then. They don't want no type of drama or anything. You got too many damn, it's too many billions of dollars. Hold as on. Far as like,
I'm sorry. Kendrick Lamar just met RDC World. You know that shit by the. They done got the photo out with him and Mark sitting on the couch. Hey.
That's gonna be funny.
Sorry to catch you.
But no, you good. I think that you're gonna have too many sponsors that don't want nothing as far as like pedophile or anything like that put in. I think Drake did this lawsuit just so it would create so much controversy to where they would have to come to Kendrick and be like, you can't perform that song due to the nature of what's in it and what's that you can't and what we hold the Super Bowl performance as
standard to
that shit.
Family.
But if I was Kendrick, my loophole would be I'd play the instrumental and I'd let the crowd do it. I ain't gotta say shit.
As I walk off. That would be the exit, and it would scare, I ain't gonna lie, it'd be like a slap in the face to Drake a little bit. It'd be like,
but yeah, I don't know.
I could've. But I don't know, man.
I just feel like that's the play here, and we'll just have to see.
You see, oh well, hold on.
I know that
Drake is going on tour and gonna be in Australia same night as the Super Bowl. Granted, he's not gonna out. He can try it any way he want. Ain't nobody watching that shit. They're gonna be watching the Super Bowl.
I ain't worried about that.
I will say the whole lawsuit though is a slap in the face to the rap culture as far as how people handle beef. To which I agree on the Joe Budden podcast. You can't come in here trying to dictate, like, it's I can't come and slap up here And then we start fighting, and they were like, hold on, wait now. You got to let Javier get good hits on you because you slapped him. Nah, nigga, we fighting. Like, we going to fight.
Like, I'm not like, it's whatever.
No, you can't. Right. Drake, that's Drake, like you said, Drake just feels he had too much dip on his trip that he could dictate how shit can go so it can work and save it. Nah, bro. You want to sit here backdoor and be shady and do all this other shit. When it come to light, you got to stand on that. And that's Drake's problem. He don't stand on shit he do. When shit come to light, he won't disappear. And it's like, stand on that. But he said, you know, them two grown men, they'll figure it out. They got money to figure it out. Until then, we just here for the
right. This nigga lives in a compound that you just, it's like a resort. Like, come on, man. I ain't. So what? You got called a pedophile. You can fuck any bitch that's fine as hell as you want to right now. I don't feel sorry for you. I don't.
Just get your stuff in order for when they finally come for you like they did Diddy. And be like, it's your time to come up on that contract that you signed.
Exactly. So just go away and make good music. People forget shit. You make the music. I think I got let me see. Hold on. There's something I wanted to ask. I got some random shit. Throw out here shits. Let me go through. No, that's what we had for Madison. We'll say never mind. We'll save it for when Madison comes on. Okay. When is that going to happen, though, by the way?
I don't know. She's been going, had some mess going on, so I will let you
know. So, shout out to her. Do y'all have anything?
I made it a point to get on here because it was a year in. I'm thankful that we stay consistent.
We're going to do another shot for that one year.
I'm thankful, man. We stay consistent. I still remember the first time. This is just story time with us. From when we did story time with Tyler, when we did my story time about the wallet, when we did David's story time about the car. Ain't that crazy? That was, man, a year ago. Remember when we were talking about when Damson and I still have that on my main Instagram page where we were like, she just floats around. Like, she just, certain girls have a type, y'all. Y'all not fooling me. Y'all have a type. But with, what's her name? God damn, what is that girl name that was dating Damson?
Oh.
Oh, Lori Harvey. She just disappeared. Remember?
Because I was I'm fucking. Fuck it. Y'all were like, ha-ha!
Oh man, that's them first couple of episodes. That,
Go ahead.
You like breaking up.
Oh, sorry. I was about to say, I saw that. I'm gonna put that song down. Hold on. Yeah, I am.
Go ahead. I hear you now. No, don't take it yet. Now you gotta take another. Take another one.
Oh, that was the plan.
Hey, hold on. Let me get my decanter. I want to flex on the viewers. Hold on. I don't need that. I need this.
That was the plan. I'm gonna take another one. While he's having his technical difficulties. He's back. He's back. There he is. I'm gonna pour another shot.
This nigga really went and got
my guy ain't got you to go in for a little bit.
Like Ice JJ Fish said, I wrote it. Y'all gonna listen.
Beam bop boom bop beam bop bam was an ode to Super Hot Fire.
See that?
Oh, you got your decanter. That's fire.
Woo!
My fucking ear. Oh my god. Oh man. We got headphones on and he just like,
if he wasn't tired now,
Rick flared. Ric Flaired it. All right, y'all got the shot.
I ain't drinking this.
It's crazy, like going back and listening to our old pods and like, because when we was just literally talking about all of our backstories of our hoish ways and devilish ways, it's just like from where we've gone now to now we have a structure shit and we got off of our shit. Oh, yep.
Beep, bop, boop, bop, 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 bop. I'm about to play Sims after this when we get off here.
It's just funny listening to those old pods, and that's like all like what we talked about until we finally got the shit structured. But we're gonna be so what are y'all's like outlook for our next year? Like, what do y'all want to see in our next year? Before we get into our vibes of the day.
What am I trying to do next year?
I want to have somebody famous on this thing. Somebody on social media who got 20,000 followers plus.
We had that already.
I would like to collab. She got 20,000.
Jew got 80 something.
Won 100,000.
There you go.
I put it like this. She had 2.4 million views on a video. So the bar is in heaven.
I know what he's saying.
I get what you mean. Good.
I want to collab with another podcast.
For sure.
What else? You know what's crazy? Some of our listeners or people we know who got some OF accounts.
Start giving us that shit for free.
How much it costs to get one of them on here? See how much?
Yeah. Because I got some questions, and they should be adding me on that shit just off the stream. Because we real niggas, you know what I'm saying?
We finna have Thirsty Thursdays. You know what I thought of? Would y'all like this idea? Bring on one of our people in our circle. That's do like mystery date, like where they see our faces, but we're gonna hide days, and the girl's face is hidden too. And they talk about, like, you know, oh, if you were to take me out on a date, what is a typical date?
Goddamn love,
okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would like that because I like that.
We're gonna have one of those episodes. We'll have one.
I feel like that would be fun. We ain't gotta do
it.
Do this shit in February.
February. Y'all gonna have a love connection episode coming. Don't even worry about it. I already know the nigga we need to bring on.
Yikes.
Ian ain't gonna get on. Ian don't even talk to us now.
He talked to me.
I was thinking Grayson.
He don't talk to Edward. Edward. Sir.
Grayson. Papa.
Grayson. Papa. Look. Know how you get.
I had to bring your ass on here.
You gotta bring your ass on here. So
why you don't talk to y'all no more?
No. I ain't say Ian? That.
Oh, come Ian? As you are.
Nah, Ian trust
you
me.
Are. I want you to
Ian is awoke. Ian is awakened. He's having his third eye awakened. Let him have that.
Oh, he locked in. Hey, I'm telling y'all, this is what I'm saying right now. No. That's my step one. When I tell you, I'm about to lock in and this third eye open, I'm about to be. I'm not even saying that just to be talking. I just feel it. I just feel it happening. It's happening so organically. Low key, if you look at my followers on my Instagram, I don't follow no thirst trap looking women no more. And the people I do follow, you can try to when I tell you certain stuff just be going left, right, it's happening, David. It's already locking in. I can't control it.
Yes, you can. After May 25th, you can do whatever you want. Your third eye can be in the back of your head and the front of your head. After May 25th, listen to me.
I have not smoked in the last 3 weeks.
That's your problem. That's why you crashed out. Listen.
Let me go look at the last podcast because I could have sworn.
Acting. So that last podcast, that wasn't weed. That was not weed. That was a cigarette. I was smoking a cigarette.
Hey, me walking up to him as Chris took. What is this?
Cigarette weed. I was smoking it like a cigar, but nah, man. I don't know. As I'm getting older, I'm just realizing shit. And I've been in my word more. I've been reading some shit. Like, just man.
It's all right.
I will be the example for y'all. I got y'all.
Nah, don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. I got you when we get to Vegas. Don't worry about it. When a fit mommy in our rooms throwing that. Look,
I've been seeing them. I just been blocking the cap. Well, Instagram said it's irrelevant. Man. It's irrelevant. I don't even want to see it.
Don't worry about it. I got you. Don't worry about it. I already got it. I got it all lined up. Don't worry about it, baby. I am the devil on y'all shoulders when we get to Vegas. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And with that said, all right, so vibes of the day. I am going with my GOAT. I'll give y'all a little backstory on this song. It was made in May 2nd or 3rd of 1996, so it's considered to be one of the last few songs that he recorded, and it came on the gang-related soundtrack in 97, but this is Tupac staring through a rear view.
Staring at the world through my rear view. Just looking back at the world from another level, you know what I mean? Staring. Multiple gunshots to the block, the fun stops. Niggas was calling cops, people shot, nobody stopped. I wonder when the world stopped. Came last night, two kids shot. While the whole block staring, I will never understand this society. But they try to murder me, then they lie to me. Veronica for Don Bree. Homie, try weed. Now the little baby's crazy, raised on fantasy. Tell me when my enemies flee when they see me. Believe me, if it does, gotta learn to take it easy. Listen, through the intermission, search your heart for a plan. Turn the bad boys to grown man. It's on again. Give a holler to my niggas in the darkest corners. Roll a perfect blunt and let me spark it for you. One love from a thug nigga. Roll away the posse full of paranoid drug dealers. To the end, my friends, I'm seeing nothing but my dreams coming true. While I'm staring at the world through my rear view. Dreams coming true while I'm staring at the world through my rear view. They got me staring at the world through my rear view. Go ahead, baby, scream to God. He can't hear you. I can feel your heart beating fast, cause it's time to die. Getting high, watching time fly. It's all my motherfuckers staring at the world through my rear view. Go ahead, baby, scream to God. He can't hear you. I can feel your heart beating fast, cause it's time to die. We getting high, watching time fly. All my motherfuckers.
Now you see him, now you don't. Some niggas be here for the moment, and then they gone. What happened to him? Well, let's see. It seems to be a mystery, but all I know, I never let the money get to me. Stay down like the truest thug life until I check out this bitch. I thought you knew this. Who was gonna catch me when I fall? I even care to. Why you thinking I see you lost up in my rear view? Have you? It's down with them outlaws. Outcasts left far and few like southpaws. But still we keep mashing till our dreams come through. Stepping out the world through my rear view.
Now what's raised is a young black male. In order to get paid, forced to make crack sales. Caught a nigga, so they send me to these overpacked jails. Niggas take me in the section from years of gear checking. Turn the Smith and Wesson war weapons. Heavenly Father, I'm a soldier. I'm getting hotter cause the world's getting colder. Baby, let me hold ya. Talk to my guns like they fly bitches. All you busters, best to run. Look at my bitches. Now I know the answer to the question. Do dreams come true? Still staring at the world through my rear view. I said now I know the answers. Do dreams come true? Staring at the world through my rear view. They got me staring at the world through my rear view. Go ahead, baby, scream to God.
Myself with no one rules to these streets. Something I learned in school. On some lame man marching for the peace. True that. Only one life to lead. A fast life of greed. Criminally addicted and
eyes out with the crew. Smoke a blunt for me too while staring through your rear view.
You ain't know what we mean by staring through the rear view. So since you ain't know what we mean, let me bring a better understanding. The world's behind us. Once a motherfucker get an understanding on the game and what the levels and the rules of the game is, then the world ain't no trick no more. The world's a game to be played. So now we looking at world from behind us. Niggas know what we gotta do. Just gotta put our mind to it and do it. It's all about the papers. Money rule the world. Bitches make the world go round. Real niggas do what they wanna do. Bitch niggas do what they do.
While we'll be staring at the world through my rear view. Boy, baby, scream to God. He can't hear you. I can feel your heart beating. Guess it's time to die. Getting high, watching time fly. You know, staring at the world through my rear view. Go with baby, scream to God. He can't hear you. I can feel your heart beating fast. Guess it's time to die. Getting high, watching time fly. And we'll be staring at the world through my rear view. Scream to God. He can't hear you. Heart beating fast. Time to die. Watch the time fly. Staring at the world through my rear view.
That was LaShane Parrish Crooks, or better known to y'all as Tupac Shakur. Real niggas do what they want to do. Bitch niggas do what they can't. That's us, fellas. We real niggas, so we gonna do what we want to do. This podcast gonna take off from here on out.
Blah, blah, blah.
Hey, boy. The damn Florida Gators have been absolutely thievery. All I see is them flipping recruits. Oh, wow.
Just Kyrie from Florida.
Hey, Kyrie Irving's going to be on Kai's stream tonight. That's crazy.
Who?
Kyrie. Shout out to my nigga Kai Sinat. If you ever see,
hey, Kyrie about to have that whole stream woke. Ain't nothing crazy about to happen.
He's gonna be.
They're gonna be
peace and peace. Hello, what do you say? Peace and blessings, brother.
And he might cross the double Asian nigga.
I can't wait till he do his motivational speech. He asked them to all do one motivational speech. I really hope Drewski ain't got himself in some trouble, but that's a topic for another day. He was fat shaming.
That nigga to go away. Shaming. I'm sorry, but
I like Drewski. He was fat, but he was fat shaming.
He had his 2 little seconds. I just like, go home now. You're not that.
He's already there. He's already locked in. Look at Kyrie right there, Brown. You know, Bryce was there. He beat the shit out of damn Ray, Kai's homeboy, in 21. He beat him like 21 or nothing. I was like, golly. But anyway,
should play Bronny.
Who next, David?
Tyler, what we got, baby?
Let Tyler go. Yeah.
Got my vibe of the day. Tom and I was on earlier. Master P and the No Limit Gang.
When I smile, try to take me out the ghetto, but I'm still buck wild. Knuckle up, nigga. That's the code for the killers. Buck what up, knuckle up. Buck what up, knuckle up.
not let nothing go. If you bought your paper, then scream. If you don't fuck with them haters, then scream. If you about big things, then scream. If you about having things, then scream.
Whoa, hold on, daddy, watch my feet. I know you're getting robbed and everything. Kia, bring that beat back.
Drop the hot shit so I can cop the new shit, the blue six. Niggas hate these days, so guess what? I bulletproofed it. Ain't no L-I-M-I to the T, nigga. True is who we be, nigga. If you with me, nigga.
You know, I was just thrown back to the 90s, boy. That was a good one. Good throwback. And the, I can't believe
the fact that them niggas sampled the Halloween beat.
Halloween beat is crazy.
That's the first time you're hearing that. I was like, I heard.
What? That's your first time hearing that. Oh, yeah.
I'm in New Orleans, but ready to get it tatted on. I was waiting for Todd to be like, hey, don't you dare. Don't you ever put that Flor de Lis on your fucking body.
Hey, look, Master P and are super underrated, bro.
Facts. And what they did for the culture, that is a fact. All right.
What you tell me, are they risking for Kendrick? I'm just finding that.
What do I got? Look, it ain't a button, but it's red. I got one on tap. I know y'all have heard. I got one on tap that y'all have heard. Chill. But mine is going to be one of my favorites personally by him. Timeless. Red Button by Drake.
Check. Yes. One. Hey. Yo. Look. The most decorated, competition decimated. My drive is dedicated, your drive is designated. Niggas got you to the spot, and then you separated. Reasons for it speculated, we know how it escalated. Rarely celebrated, grade 11 educated. Radio is king again, Billboard got me regulated. Wanna make it fair for you, numbers that I generated. Do right and kill everything, people knew that death awaited. Taylor Swift, the only nigga that I ever rated. Only one could make me drop the album just a little later. Rest of y'all, I treat you like you never made it. Leave your label devastated. Even when you pad the stats, period, I never hated. Even when you stab me in the back, the vest is metal plated. Trying to see a B inside my circle like I'm getting graded. Man, all this luggage in the lobby like I'm getting traded. Every time you need me for a boost, I never hesitated. Every time a Yeezy caught a truce, he had my head inflated. Thinking we go finally piece it up and get to levitating. Realize that everything premeditated. Everyone was good with me then. Everyone expression faded. Ticking time bomb and they begging me to detonate it.
If I press this red button, dog, everybody heaven gated. Press this red button, dog, and everything forever changes. Word to M Dollar, she the only one could maybe save it. Should've hit you first, but sis, you know about the shit I take it. Niggas think it's sweet, but I am not a diabetic patient. No. I will start blacking over here like it's segregation. I will fucking double cross you niggas like it's meditation. I'll give you a hard pill to swallow, this your medication. I will fucking pop up on your ass like a revelation. I could tell you better than I show you, this a demonstration. I will fucking leave you in the dirt like some vegetation. Chemicals is mixing in my brain and killing hesitation. I will fucking force a few shots like a vaccination. Niggas fucking call me up the cap, that's not a graduation. I will fucking put your ass on pause like I'm Pastor Mason. I will set alarms off and cause a whole evacuation. I'll get to you 10 years from now like procrastination. I'll fucking find out wherever y'all are celebrating. Pull apart my phantom on the curb like I'm Larry David. And then we'll see who's really crazy. Yeah.
It's good, boy. When that pen is dangerous for the both of them.
He need to go back to that.
Some people just know how to paint a picture. I think Wayne did it the best for
me. I was going to say something petty, but I'm not going to say that.
We're going to let it live. We're going to let it breathe, Tyler. We're going to let it breathe. We're going to let it breathe. hold on. Tyler, before we let off. You know what to do. Not play the song. No. What's the message we sending to the folks tonight?
Oh yeah, I got you. Hold on. I gotta go on my notes. I've been writing.
You got this shit right
now. I ain't been trying to give you ignorant stuff no more.
It's Thanksgiving. We can't do it on we can do it on
Let's see. Go ahead. Word of the day is silent moves create loud results.
If something moves, create loud results.
Sorry, the silent moves create loud results.